The Torah tells us v'chai b'hem, v'lo yamos b'hem, that we have a mitzvah, the human life takes precedence over everything, save the big three, idol worship, murder, illicit relations. So the Torah tells us, v'chai b'hem, even on the suffix sakan, if we're not sure, we always have to be strict. We don't follow the road when it comes to dini nefashos, v'choshesh even for the miyat. And therefore, there's a whole discussion if it's a very small percentage, we'll see how small is small. So then there's a concept of shomei pesayim Hashem, that things that people do should be rabim. So things for a very low percentage, to then, if you're nervous about it, so then it's pikuach nefesh, it's a suffix sakana. If you're not nervous about it, so then maybe for you it's not. So that's only a discussion when it affects you personally. But if by you doing something is going to affect everyone else, so then one is not permitted to go out. So in fact, there's the famous story Rav Schechter always says over, I've heard many times, from the Chazan Ish, in the Pnei Hadar, in his biography, he quotes from the Chafetz Chaim. His case was, it was World War II, and the Germans wanted to take over Palestine, Israel, because it was a good location in terms of, besides other reasons, strategically, it was a good place to be in control over. You have Europe, Asia, Africa. So they wanted to drop bombs, but during those days, if you drop bombs during the day, you could get shot down. So they wanted to drop bombs at night so no one could see them. But the issue was that if it's dark, you can't get it before radar, so they couldn't drop. So what was the shiloh asked to the Chazan Ish? So a person, let's say someone here is it on Shabbos, and you hear a siren vaguely in the background. Who knows? It could be miles and miles away. It could be nowhere close to you, but someone hears some sirens going off at the bombs, and therefore it's Shabbos. So they want to know about shutting off the lights in the town. So the Chazan has said that if some people are nervous about it, so then not only the people are nervous about it can shut the lights, but everyone has to, because why does it help? As long as one light's on in the town, you're going to get bombed. So he says, he remembers a maisa with the Chafetz Chaim. When the Chafetz Chaim, I think, went to Poland to Lodz, so people asked him Shiloh. So one of the questions, two people asked him the same Shiloh, an hour or two apart. That right now, I'm okay, but I know I could see how things are going. The pogroms are coming, they're gonna kill the Jews soon. So right now, I don't have enough money. Let's say I have to leave on the spot, I won't be able to get a train out of here. So I wanna know, can I work on Shabbos? So therefore, when the time comes, and unfortunately I think it's coming soon, then I could get out of here. So the Chafetz Chaim asked him, do you actually believe you're in Suffolk Sakana? He said, no, but everyone's saying it, so I figured I might as well give it a shot. He said, in your case, you can't. But someone else asked the same exact question, he really believed. He said, you could go. So if you're nervous about something, we see then for you it's Suffolk Sakana, but for the same person, it's not Suffolk Sakana. But that's only when it affects him. But the Chazan Ish says here, in the town, when it affects everybody. So too, with coronavirus. Even if you're not worried about it, but if you go out, and then you go back and go around the community, you're gonna be spreading it to everyone. So whatever the medical field's saying to do, you have to listen to them, or whatever they're telling you not to do. And in fact, and we do find by Parnassa, that there is an element of taking extra risk, like the famous tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda. And I think Rav Moshe has about a a football player who asks him, can he play football? So he quotes the Shuva, the No Debi Yehuda, who says, I want to be a hunter. So first he goes, show it's not a Yiddish or profession. It's Nimrod, it's Esav. So you shouldn't just be hunting for recreation. It's very dangerous to hunt because you could get shot by other hunters, you could get killed by the animals. He says, but b'makam parnasa, if you need to make a living with this, I can't tell you not to do it. Elav no se esatzmo, like the Gemara tells us in Baba Metzia, that's why the Torah says you have to pay your worker on time. Someone who's willing to risk your life, they have to climb up the tree to get the fruit down, or you're cleaning the Empire State Building. So we see, since a worker risks his life to save you, to do his job, so you have to pay him right away. So there's a straight halacha of how much risk one is allowed to take. I'm sure there's a line. You can't do anything suicidal, but I guess whatever the normal risk you can't do, but for parnasa, you could take a little more risk. So therefore, because some want to say, well, if I could go to work, so then I go to go tefillah b'tzibur. Well, it's not so simple. Even though al pi hashkafa, it's very simple because you make your parnasa praying. But l'maisa, in the world of halacha, it's not simple at all because there's a mitzvah parnasa, and the halacha is you could take extra risk for parnasa. Tefillah b'tzibur at best is d'rabbanan, maybe a midas chasidus, not to downplay tefillah b'tzibur. I miss having one. But the fact I miss having one doesn't mean one should go out and have a minion. So therefore, it's not a good comparison, even though it sounds good on paper, like if I could go for my parnasa, I could go for davening b'tzibur, but tefillah b'tzibur isn't a mitzvah like parnasa, and you can daven at home. So the mitzvah of tefillah you could do anywhere. So therefore, we see that if a person's not, if it's a very low risk and someone doesn't feel it's a suffix sakana, so as the Chafetz Chaim said, for some persons, you can be a suffix sakana, other it's not, but if it's something that affects everybody, so then as long as some people feel that it's a suffix sakana, so therefore no one could go out, everyone should keep the rules because you're endangering everyone. And that's how we explain it to the Rav Salavation, he used to always say, and now the Pesach's coming up. So generally speaking, we have halacha of only spending up to 20% chomesh. However, there's an interesting halacha regarding Dalet Kosos, that even an ani ha-mispanes min ha-tamcha, even a very poor person, he has to spend money on Dalet Kosos. What kind of strange halacha is that? Like, Dalet Kosos is a din d'rabbanan. It's a rabbinic mitzvah. On a biblical mitzvah, I don't have to spend. On a rabbinic mitzvah, I do. So, Rav Salavashik explained, I think there could be an Avnei Nezer like this as well, but Rav Salavashik always explained because, generally speaking, you know, if we work within the Chukei HaTeva, if we work in nature, so therefore we can't expect God to do other things for us. However, if a mitzvah regards Pertumei Nisa, so then we're showing God, and only we can't pick which is Pursumei Nisa, they're given to us. So Dalet Kosos, which involves Pursumei Nisa. So therefore, you're going above your norm, even though you have no money, you're willing to sell your shirt off your back or whatever it might take to go ahead and get money for Dalet Kosos. So too, God, can you go the extra mile and perform Nisim and the flows for us? So if we do go out of our way and do things, so God also will go out of his way. So that's why Dalet Kosos is the exception, but the general is v'chai b'hem, that even a suffix sakana, we don't go by rove, has to be a very low risk, so then you discuss whether Shalom v'sarim Hashem applies, and that's a question whether you could, coronavirus is all over the news, it's hard to say that people aren't aware of it now. Maybe some people still aren't, clearly people aren't concerned because we see the way people are not social distancing. But then, so if you would take, so perhaps if it was your own risk and only you, so then maybe there's what to talk about. But since coronavirus is so contagious, and we don't even know. You can't even control it. As I heard one infectious disease doctor say, even though in theory, like having minyanim, and if you do the social distancing, it should be okay. The problem is, people don't know how to clean off the spot. Someone could sneeze, someone could touch a surface, and it's very hard to not touch your face, as he was saying. It takes years for doctors, nurses, and new students who come in when they're in a surgery and it's a sterile area. You gotta remind them every second not to touch different parts. So therefore, it's pretty, even though in theory it sounds good, but in practice it's much harder to keep. And therefore, that seems to be the minhag ha'olam. I think, just about, if not all, I think, 99 of all the shuls are closed now, taking in the medical advice that that people are concerned about it, and therefore, if you go to shul and then you come back home or you go to the kosher market, you are endangering everyone else. So even if you're not concerned, but since it affects everyone else, like the Chazon Ish wrote, by shutting off the light, just like we all could be Machal Shabbos and shut the light off if some people are nervous, so too, if people are nervous about not going out, not going to a minyan or going to places where we're not allowed to go out, so therefore, as well, we have to accept those rules as well.